such an asshole.
I think we have my favorite request in 2021. Not because of the topic, though the topic is definitely... It's rookie league. Come on, man. You know. You got to know. But it's short. This is the most... I think this goes into the memento box. Cappy, riddle me this, riddle me that. Why is there lingerie for women who are fat? Seriously, why does plus-size lingerie exist enough? All right, come on. Do I want to be libertarian or whatever? Okay. All right. Let's do history. We'll approach this chronologically. Lingerie existed for men. Okay. And I don't mean the Edgar Hoover sort of way. I mean that women would put on sexy stuff for the benefit of men. That's what it was. It's like guys buy girls flowers, guys buy them houses, cars, things, stuff. Girls put on sexy lingerie, would make guys food, whatever. And it's probably one of the kindest things, the most loving things a woman can do, because if you want to delve into the philosophy or the underlying psychology of it, guys want to bang as many girls as possible. And so if a girl puts on different lingerie or dyes her hair, does it differently, changes things about her, it's the closest thing to variety a guy can get while still being within the confines of monogamy. So this is why any girl who is kind enough and loves you enough to stay in shape and to don lingerie, you know, you think they like wearing those heels or whatever it is that they put on. No. All right. So that is originally what that was for. Yes, the women used it, but it was to make the man happy, right? That is thrown out because in the 70s up until now, don't know. Did you guys get the memo? Did you hear? Word on the street is, don't know if you heard us, don't need no man. All right. And go please read my article I wrote at Cappy Cap. I'll probably be reading it here. Because Jack Napier, if you look at polling data, men are like fourth at best, fourth on the list of women's priorities. They're just not that into you guys. Please read that article. Please read that. And now, instead of a selfless or an altruistic approach to life, where you would, especially as lingerie, as that would indicate it's between men and women, where you would do something for the benefit of your partner. Now it is very solipsistic, and not necessarily solipsistic because that's a reference to the fact that you think you're the only sentient entity. Everything else is an NPC or computer code or program or code. You're very self. You are the one. And if, and I'm not making this isn't an opinion. Go look up self-love. That is a huge thing, admittedly a more leftist, womanist leaning philosophy in circles, but it's self-love and it's you and it's all about you and you're beautiful. And we could largely, pun intended, say that the body positivity movement is insular. This is truly solipsistic. There is no other party. So where you are confused is you are holding old school, old order thinking and applying it to today where it no longer applies. Generally speaking, women have become more insular and they do not do anything for the happiness, satisfaction, or desires of men. I think most of us would agree on that, women included. Like, you're going to focus on your career. That's fine. I'm all, do whatever you want. But what confuses you, my good client, or other people, is like, why is there plus size lingerie? Don't they understand the whole point of the lingerie was to be sexy and pretty for the guy? And that suffix. I was going to think prefix. Prefix is Mr., Dr., Mrs., that kind of thing. A suffix is junior, the fourth, senior, etc. That suffix for the guy has been removed and expunged pretty thoroughly by today's modern standards when it comes to anything. So, you know, I remember dating a girl one time And I say, boy, you go to the gym a lot. You know, I'm glad you do that for him. I don't do it for you. I do it for myself. All right. All right. I forgot. I didn't get the memo. I got the memo. I didn't realize it applied to him. How dare you do something. And it's even in literature where the womanists are like, don't you dare do anything for a man. Don't you dare. And so that's it. That suffix for a man has been lopped off. And now it is for themselves. And as evidence in the body positivity, big is beautiful movement, it is for themselves. And I could even logically see it outside of a context of a retaliatory strike against the patriarchy. Sometimes girls just want to look pretty. You know, sometimes they put on a nice dress or I'm going to do my hair a different way. And they've done that outside of men, regardless of whether they are in shape or whether they were doing it for guys or not. Women have, and men do the same kind of thing. Like, okay, you get a sports car, maybe to impress the girl, but the sports car has a culture unto itself where, it's like, oh, look at that and that thing. And girls don't care if it's carbureted or if it's fuel injected. They don't know the difference. Same thing as you don't know that. Oh, I like this fashion. I like, have you ever watched? Do you see gals with their fashion blogs and the podcasts and the things and the social media? Instagram, Pinterest, Pinterest. You want to see where you were never part of the equation, gentlemen. Go look at Pinterest. And, go back to your grandma. They'd have their knitting circles. That was that. And everybody should obviously have their own respective corners. And their own thing. So I could even see like girls, oh yeah, I'm like really into lingerie. Okay, that's her thing. Whether she's in shape or not, and she's certainly not doing it for it. She just happens to like it. So, hey, do the lingerie companies make money? Well, you're not gonna if you're just gonna advertise the skinny chicks, by the way. That's just the practical economist. That's the utilitarian in me speaking. So, I mean, advertisers, suppliers obviously have to market to that group. Obviously. But why philosophically does it exist? Because women want it to, and you are not part of that equation. Men just don't factor into it. And so it's the self-love, big is beautiful. And women just want, I just want to feel pretty. I just want to feel sexy. And that's fine. Well, I think maybe you, are upset or view the contradiction or the hypocrisy is that you view it as LARPing as a pretty woman. It's like, well, okay, you're a fat, overweight person, which mutually excludes you from being pretty and attractive, which would then make getting lingerie completely pointless and irrelevant. And therefore, you're make-believing LARPing as an individual. Whereas the libertarian to me would say, well, let them LARP. Okay, did they pay their money? Did the corporate owners make, did the rich just get richer off that transaction? Does Target make more money selling a woke politics to guilty liberal white women in the suburbs? Fine, they got their money. Okay. But that's not, let them LARP. Let them do what they want to do. I mean, you don't complain about people, dressing in whatever, Comic-Con or Nerdy-Con or Geek-Con conventions, People dress up as, what's it called? Everyone's got their medieval fest. People dress the part. Halloween, come on. Who doesn't? I dressed as a Kingsman one time, frankly, because it was easy and I had an umbrella. That doesn't mean I actually think I'm as cool as, not Ralph Fiennes. Who was the guy? Who is the actor? Not Iggy. Why can't I remember him? Apparently women thought that guy was super hot. They thought he was the cat's meow. I'm like, really? Huh. I have no clue what women want. So you could kind of have, but, and you may make, yeah, but they actually think they're beautiful. It's like, who cares, man? Let them go have their fun. It the phenomenon is going to exist because there's a demand. Big gals want to feel beautiful. Go let them feel beautiful. By the way, if you want to make some money, figure out a way to do that. Yeah, hell yeah, you're beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Andrew. And Claire is an Irish Jew. I can understand your frustration because obviously the GF likes lingerie. I'm like, hey, if I want to buy her something. Instead of flowers or chocolates, I like, hey, here's some lingerie. Here you go. But man, then I go on there and I'm like, I could say, I can't wait for put this lid. And then there's like this fat. I'm like, oh. And then I've not bought. I'm like, I'm not in the mood now. And it you see them fall like dominoes. Beforehand, it was, I guess originally it was Fredericks of Hollywood. Well, Victoria's Secrets, but I think they went bankrupt or borderline bankrupt. Fredericks of Hollywood then failed to make the transition online. Yandy, for the longest time, was the dominant player because, boom, it was online. They didn't have no brick-and-mortar stores and costly malls. And then they started to get the overweight. And then it was Foxy Lingerie, and now they've gone, I wouldn't say woke. They've just responded to the market. And I'm like, okay, just done. Because it's like, hey, we're going to go to it, right? And I understand, man. It's like you're going to go to the ice cream store, all right? Hey, we're going to go to the candy store. Let's stick with ice cream. And you can't wait for all the choice. You're going to be spoiled by choice, man. You're going to have that type and this type. And you're going to have sprinkles and jimmies and maraschino cherries and whipped cream. And they're going to put chocolate and broken up Annie's mints and gummy worms and all this cherry berry. I don't know if you guys ever been to. I'm going to have 40 different types of flavors. And then you get there and then like there's a big stock of broccoli sitting there. You're like, it just throws it off. It just throws it off. I get it. You know, there's like this healthy bowl of salad sitting next to the chocolate syrup and the butterscotch. Needle off the record. I get it. I totally do. But we are not ones to question the free market. And I know I understand your guttural, visceral reaction. And I'm with you. I'm there with you. Like, yeah, if you're an overweight gal and you think you're attractive to men because you put this on, okay, you're delusional. But as for the economic phenomena as to why does plus size model lingerie exist, it's because women want it. And lingerie manufacturers will produce it. And the reason why doesn't matter. I mean, why did the drug trade exist? Well, that's bad for you. It doesn't matter. It exists. That's why it exists. And as a libertarian, I'm like, do it. Do whatever you want. You know, go believe you're a stick a tail up your ass and go play furry con. I don't care. You're not hurting me. So there you go. All right. Anything? Hey, Doc, Blue Wrench in the house. There you are, Doc. Doc, don't you work? Ford stock is up 17.4% since Cappy Shadow endorsed him with his cap. Cap was Warren Buffett. Was Warren talking about my cap? Yeah, there you go. Yes, the Ford. I have to disclose. I'm a paid sponsor of Ford Motor Corporation. They pay me $3.27 to wear this hat. That's $3.27. All right. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.